Today's regular episode of the Masked Minuteman will not be heard in order to bring you this special comment on our last episode. And with us in the studio is Mr. Selwyn Searle of the Sons of the Mothers of Early America. Mr. Searle.
Thank you. I strongly object to the suggestion in the last episode that Paul Revere, quote, rode a whale on wheels, unquote, at any time during his career. It seems to me that this is a historic accuracy that cannot be excused.
Inaccuracy.
Right, and it cannot be excused.
I mean, you said accuracy.
I meant inaccuracy, excuse me.
Okay. Well, Mr. Searle, if it's your position that Paul Revere did not ride a whale on wheels, what are you suggesting that the whale was on?
What?
Was the whale on a sled? Did it have legs?
This is a point and a good one.
You see what I mean?
Yes, I do. My assertion is not that it was wheels under the whale, but simply it was not a whale on wheels.
Oh, it was not a whale.
It was a horse is what I'm
intending. Well, then you're saying that Paul Revere did not ride a whale on wheels.
That's right.
He rode a horse on wheels.
But I don't know that it was...
Was it a sled or legs?
I just don't know.
Well, to find out, we have with us today on the line a... Dr. Carl Nipnoil of the History Department of William and Shirley College. Dr. Nipnoil?
Yes?
Is there, in fact, evidence to suggest Paul Revere rode a horse and not a whale on wheels?
Well, whaling was a very big industry in colonial America.
The whales provided
lamp oil, candles, cologne.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe there's evidence that whales provided transportation.
Mm-hmm. Well, did they have wheels, Doctor?
Ask about legs.
I'll ask.
I don't think so, no.
Doctor?
Yes?
How did they get a whale to give them cologne?
Well, they usually dropped a big hint, like, I wish somebody would give me some cologne.
That about concludes our time. Thank you, Dr. Nipnoil.
Thank you, Mr. Searle.
Thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for staying tuned
to
this special comment last episode.